It took two overtimes, but the Lady Bombers were able to hand Batesville their first district loss, and they avenged an earlier three-point loss to the Lady Pioneers with a 76-73 win. Mountain Home controlled the first half thanks to the long ball as Hannah Pfeiffer and Peyton Husky each hit 4 3-pointers, and the Lady Bombers were up 34-29 at halftime. Batesville would open the second half with a 10-2 run, and it was a wild roller coaster ride after that. From the 3:19 mark of the third quarter, the teams would have 13 ties and 13 lead changes. A controversial foul gave Batesville freshman Isabella Higginbottom 3 free throws with 0.4 seconds left and her team down by 3. She hit all 3 to send the game to overtime. In the first extra period, Pfeiffer hit a pair of 3-pointers and Husky added 1. In the second overtime, Pfeiffer scored 5 more points, and Madeline Collins, who entered the game after 2 players had fouled out, would hit 3 of 4 free throws to help Mountain Home to the victory. Pfeiffer led the attack with 9 3-pointers and 33 points, while Husky added 5 3-pointers and 19 points. Mally Tabor had 10 points. The win improves Mountain Home's record to 11-10 overall, 4-3 in the 6A-5A-2 district. Batesville falls to 15-5 and 6-1. They got 17 points from Taylor Griffin and 15 from Higginbottom. In the boys' contest, Mountain Home was never really threatened in a 63-45 victory. Batesville did have an 8-5 lead in the first quarter, but the Bombers went on a 30-10 run and led 35-21 at the half. In the second half, Mountain Home's David Waymeyer continued to dominate in the paint, and the Pioneers got no closer than 11 the rest of the way. Waymeyer finished with 35 points and 13 rebounds, and Garrett Deechee scored 12. The Bombers snapped a two-game losing streak as they improved to 10-11 overall, 5-2 in league play. Batesville got 16 points from J.P. Morgan. They fall to 2-18 and 0-7. Mountain Home earned Hurts home Tuesday night to host Valonia. Brad Hallworth reporting.